Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, the 16th day of August, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, 103.3 FM over the air once again in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere else on the planet from our website, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. The video is streaming live this morning out to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So welcome aboard, everyone. We are glad that you are with us. Coming up, our focus on back-to-school week turns to Aztec schools. We'll get an update from the Aztec School District in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Later on this hour, we'll check in with Amber Francisco over at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She'll be telling us about some of the pets available for adoption this week, including Alex, that handsome-looking cat on the screen right there. So we'll learn more about him and the other animals coming up today at 8:50 on KSJE. Next hour, Mick Hess takes us roving with the arts, and we'll play some great classical music for you coming up at 9:06 on KSJE. Don't forget, you can also connect with our Instagram page in addition to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. And if you're a podcast person, this program, as well as all the other local programs we produce, turn into podcasts, and you can find them on all the popular podcast platforms. Just subscribe and search for KSJE on places like iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Google Podcasts and Pandora. And the list, it seems, goes on, and so do the podcasts. So check us out and subscribe and maybe discover a new program that you may have missed. Outside our studios here at San Juan College this morning, it is a partly sunny morning, 68 degrees at the moment. We are expecting a partly sunny day today with a pretty good chance of another shower or thunderstorm developing today. That overnight rain was pretty nice. 87 for a high in Farmington today, 66 overnight, another chance of rain tomorrow, high 85, 86 for a high on Thursday, and as you can see, that chance of showers remains with us for, gosh, the next week or so, I would say. So a pretty good chance of some more moisture coming into the area and overnight lows in the mid-60s. Well, let me turn to my guests who are here with me this morning, as I mentioned, from the Aztec School District. We welcome back to the KSJE microphone. Superintendent Kevin Summers is here. Mr. Summers, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Welcome back. Good to see you.
Oh, thanks for having us. Yeah, it's great to see you.
You bet. Also, Milo McMinn is here. Mr. McMinn, good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you. The Director of Career and Technical Education for Aztec School. So
that is correct.
Good to have you here. Thank you. As Superintendent Summers says, all things awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's why we've got you here. So great to have you all here. Today is one of the first days of back to class for some of your students, correct?
Yeah, this is a first day for all of our students.
Everybody.
Yesterday was our transition day, so we had kindergarten, well, pre-K, K, let's see, fourth grade, sixth grade, ninth grade, and then all of Vista Nueva was there yesterday.
Gotcha.
So this is the first day for everybody and kind of the first real test for some of our systems, like our transportation department, which are stellar anyway, and then our new food services contractor.
So, okay, very
really
good.
Really excited about it.
I want everyone just to see on camera how calm you're appearing this morning, Mr. Summers. So are you like a duck? Your feet aren't really going too fast underneath the water.
No, but
either,
I have been checking the phones and making sure everything's working fine.
And everything is.
Looks like it is.
Yes, it is. So good to go. Good team you have.
Absolutely. I have the best team.
There you are. So, 100%. Well, congratulations on the start of another school year. We were talking before we came on the air. It's kind of an exciting time. The kids are all ready to, I think, come back. The parents, I think, are ready for the kids to come back. The teachers are maybe ready to get back in the classroom. And so what are your thoughts about the school year as it gets underway today?
You know, the last couple of years have been really interesting in our field. COVID has complicated that and all of the regulations that came along with it from, you know, the federal level as well as the state level. But yesterday we got some great news that, you know, all of those kind of rules and guidance essentially went out the window for us. So, you know, we don't have to wear masks anymore. We don't have to social distance anymore. We're not having to force people to quarantine and things of that sort, unless they are positive, right? But that's kind of a general rule anyway. If you're
anytime
sick,
you're
stay
sick.
Home.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So we've learned more how to manage, it sounds like, the virus than just having to maybe take other precautions. And so this is a more maybe normal start to school, right, than
exactly.
we've seen in a couple of years.
Exactly. And so I think everybody's excited about that. I know we are. So even for like our convocation, typically a convocation is like a what I say, and no offense to Dr. Pendergrass, I don't know how she runs her convocation because I know that that's today. But convocation has always kind of seemed like a four-hour meeting that maybe could have been an email. And so even for us, we didn't do that. We kind of had a carnival. We went out and sought some sponsorship from some of our community partners, and we had a great little like company picnic. And our new food services contractor, SFE, they hit the ball out of the park, and they fed all of our staff some amazing barbecue, and we had games, and the administrators, even Milo and myself, we sat in a dunk booth and let teachers throw baseballs at us and just have a good start to the year. And it seemed like everybody was so excited to be there.
You can't go wrong with a dunking booth.
Can't
you really
go wrong
can.
With dunking booth,
but I didn't see any of those photos, I don't think. Did those hit social
media? No, we kept those off of social media. You don't
that.
Want to see us
right.
getting dunked
well,
in.
Well, I don't know. Boy, because we could certainly use them on the show today if I'd only known. But that's all, but that's all right. Mr. McMinn, let me ask you the same question about the new school year and some of your thoughts as things get underway. And what do you hope to accomplish this year?
Yeah, you know, we've done a complete CTE, Career Technical Education redesign. So we have 11 pathways that I think we've talked about a little bit before, but just excited to get some new course offerings. We were able to hire a brand new healthcare teacher. That's one of the highest growth, highest wage occupations in the area, and there's a huge need. So we found Brooke Hawkins, who is a physical therapy assistant, used to work at the college to teach our students and really get them some experience in healthcare. And I think we had 175 students that were interested in that course sequence. So that's huge for us as an area and huge for the future for San Juan County.
Right. Very, very interesting. And the other thing we want to talk about, too, is this other bike tech program that you're starting at Aztec Schools. And that's still relatively new, is it not?
Yeah, it's actually brand new.
Okay.
So we just were awarded this a couple of months ago. In fact, all the bicycles have come in. We're just waiting on some of the tools and equipment. But it's a great program. Doesn't necessarily fit into one of our established career and technical education pathways, but it's still accredited elective course for our students. And the idea is to teach them a skill, teach them to work with their hands. Work on these bikes. We know that there are, you know, outdoor recreation is huge out here in this area. There's a lot of bicycle shops in the area that are always looking for qualified technicians. And so if we can train up our students while they're in high school and get them some of those certifications for free, why wouldn't we?
Right. Yeah. Right. Parents, you said free.
Free.
Just want to make sure everybody
That's
heard
right.
that. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this was from a grant, you said, and then as we can see on the screen, it's about $60,000.
Yeah, $60,000 of new bikes, equipment, tools, curriculum. They trained up one of our teachers in Colorado Springs this year. And this is actually another one of those awesome things that Milo's been in charge of. So great opportunities for kids all around.
Yeah, and I'm just totally excited about it. It's a great opportunity, and it's a lot of funds into our school. But just kind of like esports back in the day, it gives students an opportunity to represent their school and learn a skill. The outdoor recreation has grown so much in San Juan County with Jolt Your Journey in Farmington. There's this organization called Endeavor New Mexico that's working with the city of Aztec to bring more outdoor recreation. I really think we've seen an influx of people coming into Durango, and we hope a lot of that pulls down to our area as well. So we've been having meetings in Aztec about how do we promote outdoor recreation, how do we rebrand, and I think the schools are very important with that as well. We also talked last time about our engineering pathway, where we also, that same teacher went to an externship. Mm-hmm. So that's where we pay a teacher to go out to a business, and he learned to do bike frame manufacturing, and we got linked up with another company that's doing titanium frames in Durango. So we really see this as an opportunity to give kids a skill in engineering, in welding, in maintenance and mechanics. And really, you know, today, I think students in our current school, 40% of them will be in jobs that aren't even created yet. So how do we really try to provide opportunities and experiences for our students to explore and maybe become the innovators in the next bike company of San Juan County that could really change this area for us?
Right. Definitely a lot of push towards this outdoor recreation career and just area of economic development, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And so this would provide these students, these high school students, with really trainable and career skills by the time they graduate from high school.
Correct. So it's a sequence of courses, and kids will get industry-based certifications in bike maintenance. Some of the sponsors are Giant Bikes, Specialized Bikes, Park Tools. So they'll outfit a whole classroom for us, and we're making it available for our students. We also have a pending outdoor learning grant that we applied for, so we'll see if we get it. It would be about $30,000 to start a NICA mountain bike team. So it's just getting started in New Mexico. I think that would be a great thing. I know they had the NCAA championships up in Purgatory last year. It was just so cool to see, and I really think that we have students that can compete, get exposure, get healthy living, get out in nature, learn about public lands, and get some experience representing their school as well.
Right. Very interesting. Superintendent Summers, do you hope that maybe that will help keep maybe some of the kids in school and throughout their, you know, to the 12th grade and get them across that stage to get their diploma, to have kind of these job-ready skills like this, to be able to say, okay, once I get through this, I can graduate and hit the road running, basically, or right, hit the deck.
Or riding.
You're riding, as the case may be. That's true, yes.
Well, I absolutely. I think there's two big points to be had here. And the first is that an engaged student is a successful student, right? You know, back in the 60s and 70s, when trades were such a desired route, you saw kids taking wood shop all the time because that's what they wanted to do. Or you saw kids taking metalworking because that's what they wanted to do. And that's how you got your amazing carpenters of today. And that's how you got your amazing welders of today. I think with the pendulum that swings in education, we left that in the dust at some point. And so now we're seeing this nice shift back.
And I'm going to say sawdust, just because
perfect.
That seems to be the theme of the show.
So we're seeing a great shift back towards this idea of trades being not only a viable engagement mechanism, but moving into the second point, it's an economic driver. And so we're talking about these amazing opportunities that we have for kids, but really what this is going to translate into is amazing opportunity for community. This translates into kids walking across our stage in May and being able to, again, matriculate here to San Juan College for a certification or some sort of degree plan, or going straight into a local career and having those skills necessary for success within those careers. So, yeah, when we talk about having career and technical education in high schools, we're not necessarily talking about a specific set of kids. We're talking about all kids, right? Because whether we're talking about healthcare, health sciences, that could be anything from a doctor to a dental hygienist, and everything in between, phlebotomy, or we're talking about a bicycle maintenance tech. Those are viable careers here in San Juan County. And so the idea is not only are we engaging kids in the classroom, but hopefully we're keeping kids in our area. So we're not exporting our kids at the alarming rate that we've seen in years past.
Right. Certainly understand that. And it sounds like you're saying, too, that you're understanding that maybe not every kid, every Aztec high school senior, is destined to maybe go on to college. As much as we'd love to see him here at San Juan or another institution, that maybe they just want to get out into the job market and start earning a living and getting the skills they need in high school so they can do that. That there are certain students, I mean, higher education isn't for everybody.
Well, I'll push back a little bit and I'll say, right, I think college is for everybody.
Okay.
Maybe not in the traditional 4-year sense, but I think an institution like San Juan College has something for everybody. If I want to be a truck driver, I can come to San Juan College and get my CDL, right? And so I think that college could be for everybody. More important to us, I think, though, is giving kids opportunities that are free of charge. Something like 80% of all students in four-year universities change their major. And they change that at an expense, right? Whether
sure.
it's expense to scholarship or you're writing a check or an expense to the taxpayer. In this particular instance, what we're trying to do at Aztec High School is improve our dual credit offering, improve these opportunities for kids to work with their hands and build a trade so that if they do want to go get a certification, they can, or if they are able to secure a job prior to graduating from high school, they could do so. But they do it at free of charge for the kids. So I think that benefits not only the student, not only the parents, but it benefits the community as a whole.
Right. Mylon McMinn, again, being able to take some classes in high school, does that help students maybe fine-tune what they want to do when they get to San Juan College, let's say?
I think so, absolutely. You know, we have something on another slide called the E3. We want to give our students exposure. We want to give them an opportunity to explore and then experience. So in high school, you know, a lot of times kids don't know what they want to do. So what we're really working on, especially in our K-6, is try to integrate some new learning tools to kind of explore careers. And then in the middle school, early ages, really get some exploration and figure out what they want to do. Like they said, you know, previously in my old school, we had a kid that was in a healthcare pathway and he's like, Mr. McMinn, I hate blood. And those are the opportunities we want to give kids because that's an opportunity to say, I don't want to do that. After COVID and the years we've had, there's a complete change of education from where we were at. We can go down in the old ways or we can really do something new and innovative and give our students experiences and have opportunities in high growth, high wage occupations to see if that's what they want to do. Like Kevin said, there's a lot of different, you know, there's a bike maintenance guy right now at 505 that makes over six figures just putting together bikes and doing specialty stuff. E-bikes are coming quick. And as I mentioned earlier, things are changing in the future. So I think us as a district, we're really looking at experience and exposure for students and really backwards designing what's important to industry for our students and what qualities do they need to be successful in the world of the future.
Right. Let's pick up a little bit about this Innovation Zone grant, I guess another grant, more funding that Aztec schools have received, one of just 12 schools across the state, it says.
So I think more important than just the funding that we get is the flexibility that we're granted by the Public Education Department. So this allows us to essentially be innovators, and that's what we want to do. That's one of our commitments to our community, to ourselves, is to be innovative. And one of the things that allows us to do is to kind of redesign what the high school experience looks like. You've heard me say it before, and I'll say it 100 more times. I don't think that every kid needs Algebra 2. And I think that this opportunity gives us the chance to say, if they didn't have Algebra 2, what would they have?
Right.
So it's kind of allowing us to redesign that high school experience and say what really matters for a high school graduate.
And the state has said to you, all right, Mr. Summers, if you're not going to teach some of your kids Algebra 2, what are you going to replace that with, or what are you going to offer them?
Yeah, exactly. So they're giving us this year to kind of sort things out. And so we're having a lot of discussion, not only internally, but externally with industry partners and legislators, and really kind of making this case for, okay, yeah, Algebra 2 is great, and English is great, and those things are good skills. Being able to read, being able to be numerate, those are very, very great skills to have and necessary skills. But what else do we need? We need to be able to create, you know, what I call basically trained human beings, people who can work as part of a team, people who are respectful, people who have discipline and can show up on time, every time. And so creating those skills embedded into these pathways, I think, are going to be very, very important. So hopefully in the next about a year or so, as the legislative session comes up, we're going to start seeing discussions of what are the graduation requirements. We know as a state, we actually have some of the most rigorous graduation requirements in the country. And I think that there is probably a perception out there that if we were to, quote unquote, lower the bar when it comes to graduation requirements, then we would lower the bar with regard to achievement. But when you look across the country, that doesn't seem to be the case. You look at a place like Massachusetts, where graduation requirements are a local school board decision, they have some of the best academic performance in the country. And then you look across the country, and you look on the West Coast, and you look at California. They only require 13 credits to graduate, and the highest for mathematics is Algebra 1. But again, some of the best academic achievement in the country. So I think that this is a ripe opportunity for us to say, these things are important, these skills are important, these hard skills are important, but more importantly, these are the soft skills that students need to be successful in whatever walk of life.
Got it. And let me ask you both the question of, you know, you only have 180 days in the school year and a certain number of hours in each of those days. So how do you pack all the things that you'd like to maybe teach these kids into that time while you're still trying to maintain the requirements that the state requires and add some of these extra things that you would like to offer to your students? I mean, how does all that fit in? It's a very sometimes complicated puzzle, I would think.
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's not really a change. What we're doing is adding some new opportunities for our students. This Innovation Zone was a highly competitive application. We were one of 12 schools. I think our application was almost 90 pages long with letters from San Juan College in support. Some of the things it does is, as you may know, the summer internship program that we had over the summer, we had 33 students all in Aztec businesses get experience in the real world. We have a number of organizations and expertise and businesses that have a lot to share our students. And that experience going into a workplace and deciding if that's what you want to do can be that linchpin that really makes kids figure out what they want to do. So with this, we don't quite have the funding yet. The PED's kind of on a backlog, but the intention is to pay 100 students for internships during the school year, which is fantastic and also builds a capacity for us to run a lot of these things with cool tools and things like that. Kevin also alluded to some waivers and doing really neat stuff. This is a very exciting time in education in New Mexico. The legislators and the LESC, the Legislative Educational Study Committee, is coming up and has been working on kind of graduation requirements and changes for a while. This really gives us an opportunity with both Vista Nueva High School and Aztec High School to really try new things. So this year at Vista Nueva High School, they'll be on trimesters. Normally you think of semesters. So kids are going to be able to accelerate and get credit recovery done in an alternative school setting. But more importantly, on Mondays, it's a work-based learning day. So students will be out in local businesses, moving on kind of later this fall to get experiences and then also be able to look at their competencies that they're learning. What math are you getting in this welding shop? What English and business skills are you getting as well? So it allows us to really try for the rest of the state of New Mexico. And what we're excited about in Aztec, these changes, if we can do it really well and work out the bugs, will have a ripple of impact on the rest of New Mexico here in Farmington and Central and Bloomfield and across the rest of the state. So it's exciting to take this on.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to exactly what we were talking about earlier of engagement, right? And I think that there's also a larger shift that we could see happen in the next couple of years where, and I always kind of pick on English because my wife used to be an 11th grade English teacher, and I was never the kid in class that loved reading the Scarlet Letter. I never understood it. Why am I reading this? I don't care what happens in chapter two, right? But now what we might be able to see in the next couple of years is English even taking a shift. I think we can still teach classics and we can look at personification and those literary components. But I think what you might also see is English classes taking a shift where I'm going to teach you how technical writing works across all of these different fields, whether it's, you know, engineering, whether it's laboratory sciences, whatever it happens to be, and teaching kids how to integrate that language arts class into their daily lives.
And that to me seems like a larger conversation about education today as opposed to maybe when you both were in school or when I was in school. Mm-hmm. It certainly seems to be evolving and changing and really trying to be pretty active to kind of react to what the community needs or what the job market needs or what these employers need. It sounds like that's really a lot of what's maybe driving some of this conversations at your district and maybe others too.
Yeah, 100%. And again, I feel like I'm the broken record. You know, our industry really hasn't changed in 130 years. It's the exact same requirements today as it was in 1892 when the Committee of 10 got together. And so I think when we just look at history, it took 66 years from the time man first flew to the time we put a man on the moon. And how drastic has our society shifted since the moon landing in 1969? I mean, our computers now fit in our pockets. versus entire rooms.
Right, sure. Right.
So I think this is a great opportunity for us as education to kind of get on board this idea of societal shift and responding to the needs of our community instead of just doing the same thing we've always done because we've done it before.
Right. And is that a more challenging sell to parents, maybe, that they just teach my kid about the classics and Algebra 2 and I'll be happy?
I think there's very few parents that have that mindset.
Okay.
But I also think when you can expose our parents to what we're doing through bicycle tech or through engineering and building their own bicycle frames or through something we talked about last time, drone aviation, when you can show how we connect those skills to that particular class, I think all those concerns start to go away. So that's actually something that we would like to have in the future, is almost like open houses. Parents, come in, come see these cool spaces. Check out this brand new welder. Let's play with it. Check out this 3D printer. Let's play with it. Check out these drones. Let's show you how they work, so that parents can start to experience what their students are experiencing.
Yeah. Right. Mr. McMinn, does that help with students if they're really fired up about school and learning these skills to get them back in the seat at 8:30 in the morning or whenever class is done?
Yeah, absolutely. If you look back at your own, you know, school, you remember experiences and those things that really made an impact on your life. And that's what we're looking for our students. I think I mentioned this before, but Bill Gates became Bill Gates because of exposure. He went to a college that had a 24-hour computer lab like no other. Him and his buddies would go in there and code. And then he started Microsoft. And he started Microsoft in New Mexico, but couldn't get a loan. And he left. And look what we lost. We lost Silicon Valley. We lost a lot of different things. We have kids in all of our classrooms that are that amazing and just need exposure or that experience to take it to the next level. When I was in high school, I did a ride-along with a cop. Hated it, realized I don't want to do that. I did another internship in a kindergarten class and I found love with education. Those are experiences that we want to give our kids, because if you find something you're passionate about and that you love, it doesn't always feel like work. And that's what we want for our students.
Well, that's very true. And I felt that way about broadcasting as well, even though my parents were maybe, what? You want to do what? But that's all right. Well, gentlemen, it's very exciting. A lot of cool things going on in Aztec schools. Congratulations on the start of the school year. Mr. Summers, have a great year. Thank you for agreeing to come back and visit with me every month to give us an update on how things are going.
Oh, it's great. We love just talking about the cool stuff that's happening for the sake of kids, for the sake of community. And, you know, Milo is my hero, because he jazzes me up every day and I'm like, yeah, we can do that. Let's do it. And so it's great to be here and it's great to share that with the community. We don't always have a great advertising budget. In fact, we have an advertising budget of zero. And so it's nice to be able to come on here and talk about that cool stuff. So
yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we're glad you're able to do that. And of course, it's one thing to talk about all these cool things, another thing to be able to pay for them, which you've been able to do as well through these grants and other things that you've been successful at. So
very fortunate.
Congratulations again on that as
thank
well.
You.
So very good. Kevin Summers, Miley McMinn from Aztec Schools, thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Good to see you both. Thank you very much. My guests here on KSJE. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a full slate of entertainment to Farmington and San Juan County. The musical Annie, Thursday through Sunday, August 11th through the 14th, and the 18th through the 21st. The Farmington Civic Center, 200 West Arrington in downtown Farmington. Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows or at 505-599-1148. The San Juan County Walk to End Alzheimer's. The walk is full of flowers, each carried by someone committed to ending this disease. When you take part, you're helping raise funds and awareness for a breakthrough in this fight. Join us in Aztec September 24th at Minium Park for the San Juan County Walk to End Alzheimer's. Visit act.alz.org/walksanjuancounty or call 505-278-7927. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.